19. Images of the Aftermath. When she guessed they'd gone two blocks, Faraday sat up, bumping into a perfumed car tag she'd been smelling. At least he wasn't wearing it. "What flavor's this?" she asked.
"Champagne," he said, "and bergamot."
She didn't feel like celebrating. Then they were under the bridge, always a weird feeling. As they emerged, he touched the dashboard media package.
"Grievous act of terrorism," the president said. "An entire busload of Turkish cadets, 30 in all, killed in an attack employing synchronized IEDs. We've all seen the images of the aftermath."
Faraday herself, with considerable effort, had so far managed not to.
"In retaliation, Turkey's army shelled Kurdish locations along the border."
"You called for an immediate ceasefire," someone said. Female, younger, British.
"Our intelligence community hasn't determined responsibility," the president said. "But when the YPG retaliated in turn for civilian deaths in Qamishli, the response was an arguably disproportionate Turkish rocket attack, and we were well on our way to where we are today."
Severin touched the dash again, turning the radio off.
"Old," he said, disappointed. "Last week."
Eunice texted,
"What the actual fucking fuck? Those were T-122 mobile rocket launchers. You know about this?"
Faraday nodded slightly, knowing Eunice would see the movement in the feed from the glasses.
"And the Russians," Eunice texted, "got their plane shot down and they're threatening to use nukes? And we're doing whatever the fuck it is we're doing, you and me and whoever the hell else in the middle?"
"You'd kind of taken my mind off it," Faraday said, forgetting Severin. "Sorry," she said to him, "phone."
"No problem," he said.
"The fucking world could end right now," Eunice texted.
"That's what everybody's saying."
"I'm not everybody. I just found out I know mega shitloads about the region, some kind of serious area of specialization."
"That's as sweary as I've heard an AI be," Faraday said, her gaze then meeting Severin's in a mutual side eye.
Eunice texted, "And with good fucking reason."
A feed opened on Joe Eddie's living room. Someone at the workbench, not Joe Eddie, his back to the camera, was surveying the hobby rubble.